on a Netflix and chill.
Mikey, yesterday on the show, you said that you had this chick over at your place to Netflix and chill, and then this happened.
She wanted to know why we can't watch it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I said I don't have a TV in my bedroom, because I do not. And this is why I'm bringing it up. No, it's not about my dating life. It's about TVs in the bedroom. I don't believe in bedrooms having TVs in them.
So you think they should be banned?
Bad for sleep, bad for sex. And that's what I was always told. Just, you know, keep the TV in the lounge room so when you go to bed, you're just going to sleep or doing it.
So we put this question up on our Facebook page, Mikey and Emma. You all a little bit mixed on whether you should or shouldn't have the TV in the bedroom. So we thought we'd get our relationship expert, Jo Wilson, on for her professional opinion. Hey, Jo.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Do you back me up here? Is it bad for your relationship to have a TV in the bedroom?
Oh, Mikey, I'm backing you on this one. It's like inviting a third wheel into your relationship.
Yeah, but it's common, right? A lot of people have TVs in the bedroom.
I reckon most people would these days. Because it's, you know, you've got the great big screens that you can enjoy your Netflix and chill because that's definitely a part of a way that we relax. So you can have that private time. But I kind of think if you can, all your rooms in your house should have a purpose. So keep the cooking in the kitchen and, you know, eat in the dining room or maybe even extend it to the couch, but kind of keep the TV for sex and sleep.
Yeah, don't have sex in the garage and cook in the laundry. It's all kind of weird.
That's all topsy-turvy. Are there any benefits at all to having a TV in the bedroom, Joe, or do you just see no merit in it?
Oh, look, I think if you've got, you know, you want that privacy and depending on your living arrangement, sometimes it is, you know, if someone's studying out in another room or you've got small children, you want to plonk them in front of the cartoon so you can just have some time to yourself. But I think wherever possible, try and keep your bedroom sacred because of all the health benefits that we already know about it, you know, not having screens in the bedroom because of melatonin that keeps you awake. But I think then if you take the TV out, we also need to go one step further. And what about your handheld devices?
What I do is I'm such a nerd. I'm like a sleep nerd.
You're a stickler. You're a stickler. He's very, very strict about his phone.
Yeah, so I put my phone in my room an hour before I go to bed because I was told you're meant to do that. It's on Do Not Disturb, my alarm set, and I just leave it in my room and it's only there for the alarm, right? And I don't check it. I don't lie in bed with it. Are phones worse than TV?
Oh, I'd almost say yes because they're so, you can take them anywhere and you tend to get stuck and you know how, like even online purchasing, they know that they can hook us in when we're tired to buy some ridiculous stuff because your defences are down. You're like, oh, that's a really good idea. And so obviously they'll come up when we least need them. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So phones out as well, or at least not using your phone when it's in the bedroom.
Yeah, just manage it. I think you're being, again, unrealistic. I'd say a lot of people, I don't know the percentage, but most people would have their phones in their bedroom as well.
You need it for an alarm or like if there's an emergency call, but it's about not touching it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And that takes a lot of self-discipline. So if you don't have it, then take it out and find yourself an old-style alarm clock.
Yeah.
That's right. God, how annoying. Final question here, Joe. What's the bigger problem that you see in your counselling room, sex or technology?
As in not having sex?
Issues surrounding puppy. Sex or issues surrounding technology. What do you see more of? Is it 50-50?
Yeah, I think technology definitely gets in the way, but fubbing is definitely a thing. Like, it makes us feel lonely. I'm trying to think, I guess every day I get both. Most people, I think we have to get realistic. If you had the same libido at the same time on the same day, that is an absolute bonus. Mm-hmm. So we talk about sex very frequently most days in here in the counseling room. So they come one with the other, I think, when you have a great dynamic relationship, you need to make sure that all of these parts of your life fuel emotionally attentiveness. And then, but particularly for women, that's going to have everything working when it comes to sex and feeling amorous and, you know, a great sexual relationship. So making sure that you're each attentive to each other, use your technology to send love messages, use it in a really good way.
Yeah.
But if you're making the other person feel lonely and ignoring them, then your sex life is going to be compromised as well.
So it goes hand in hand, really.
They go both together. Okay, the relationship rejuvenator, if you want to look her up, Jo Wilson. Thanks a lot.
No worries.
Mikey and Emma, Dangerously Live on R&B Fridays Radio.